Hi, this is the third part of Advanced Java Interview Questions and Answers. In this podcast, we will discuss some important advanced Java interview questions and their relevant answers that can help you bag a job. So, let's get started. Question 41. What is the preferred size of a Java component? Answer: A Java component's preferred size is the minimum component size that allows the component to display normally. Question 42. What method is used to specify a container's layout in Java? Answer: The setLayout method helps to specify a container's layout in Java programming. Question 43. What is the Collections API in Java? Answer: The Collection API in Java is a set of classes and interfaces that support operation on the collections of objects. Those classes and interfaces are more powerful, flexible, and regular than the vectors, arrays, and hash tables if replaced effectively. Question 44. What is an iterator interface in Java? Answer: The iterator is an interface used to step through the elements of a collection. Question 45. What is the difference between sleeping and yielding? Answer: When a task invokes its yielding method, it returns to the ready state, and when a task invokes its sleeping method, it returns to the waiting state. A. The sleep method causes the thread to suspend its running only for a particular period. B. The yield method causes the thread to join the ready queue in the CPU again. Question 46. Does garbage collection in Java guarantee that a program will not run out of memory? Answer: No, the garbage collection in Java does not guarantee a program will not run out of memory.
The programs can use memory resources faster than they get garbage collected, and they can create objects that aren't subject to garbage collection.
Question 47. What restrictions are placed on a package statement's location within a source code file?
Answer: A package statement is confined to appear as the first line in a source code file, excluding blank comments and lines.
Question 48. Can garbage collector invoke the finalize method of an object while it is reachable?
Answer: The garbage collector in Java only invokes an object's finalize method when it detects that the object has become unreachable.
Question 49. What is the difference between time slicing and preemptive scheduling?
Answer: Under preemptive scheduling, the highest priority task executes till it enters the waiting states or the higher priority task comes into existence.
Under time slicing, a task runs for a predefined period, thereon re-enters the pool of ready tasks.
The scheduler then decides which task should execute next, based on the priority and other factors.
Question 50. What is clipping in Java?
Answer: Clipping helps identify those parts of a picture that are either inside or outside of a particular area of space or region, called the clipping algorithm.
The region against which an object will be clipped is called a clip window.
Clipping helps to identify the picture either inside or outside of the displaying area.
Question 51. What is a native method in Java?
Answer: Native is a non-access modifier and can only be applied to the method.
It indicates the platform dependence implementation of code or method. Question 52. Can a for statement loop indefinitely?
Answer: Yes, the for statement can loop indefinitely in Java.
Question 53. What is the order of precedence and associativity? How are they used?
Answer: The order of precedence in Java determines the order of evaluating the operators in expressions. The order of associativity determines the evaluation of operators with the same precedence.
Question 54. What is a task's priority and how to use it in scheduling? Answer: A task's priority is an integer value used to identify the relative order of execution regarding other tasks. The task scheduler schedules the higher priority tasks first and then schedules the lower priority tasks.
Question 55. What class is the highest of the AWT event hierarchy?
Answer: AWT event class is the leading class in the AWT event hierarchy. Question 56. What is the initial stage of a thread after it has been created and started?
Answer: The initial state of a thread is the ready state after it has been started and created. That stage signifies the thread is ready for task execution. Thereon, it can be running.
Question 57. What is the primary purpose of finalization?
Answer: The central purpose of finalization is to allow an unreachable object to perform a cleanup processing before the object's garbage collection.
Question 58.
What is the key difference between Boolean AND operator and Boolean AND AND operator? Answer: the Boolean AND AND operator helps determine two relational expressions and returns true only if both returns true, otherwise, it returns false.
In contrast, the Boolean AND operator performs operations on bits of two given arithmetic expressions.
Question 59. What is the Gregorian calendar class? Answer: Gregorian calendar class provides an implementation of the abstract calendar class. It renders us multiple methods to access and manipulate the current minute, second, hour, day of the week, week of the year, etc.
Question 60. Which container method is used to cause a container to be laid out and redisplayed?
Answer: validate method causes a container to be laid out and redisplayed in Java.